Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour, Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can search online by visiting Visit Somerset on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And everywhere else that Craig seems to find it going.
Instagram, Snapchat.
Something else. This is Terry and Jason. This is the world tour of Taunton. And we're back. I hope you were with us between 8 and 10 for the breakfast show. We're the extended world tour of Taunton now through until 4 o'clock. And yes, this is Summerfest 2017, and we're starting off in Somerset Square, and also we're starting off a little tented thing here, which is the brew house. And a very, very old friend of mine, that's old in time, not old in age, is one of the volunteers here. Jen, how are you doing, girl?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to see you.
And you are a volunteer.
I am a volunteer at the brew house, yes.
And big birthday this year.
It's not mine.
Not yours.
Not mine. No. I wish. Brewhouse, the 40th.
I think we both wish we were 40
don't we? Hence the badges.
Hence the badges. Yeah, the Brewhouse 40th. And absolutely superb. The other thing we were talking about the other day is, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago when it closed. Who'd have thought a year later it would have opened and we get to this situation?
Absolutely. It's thriving at the moment.
So how often do you put in your shift for this then, Jen?
I'm normally here sort of twice a week.
And enjoy it?
Love it. I'm on the box office and I just love it. Lovely crowd, lots of fun, lots of nice public. Yeah.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Now, you've got a grand raffle going on at the moment.
We certainly have, and it's only £1 a ticket. Wonderful prizes.
So what prizes have we got then?
We have an overnight stay in a luxury garden suite at the castle, including a champagne welcome dinner.
And a
hearty breakfast indeed. And a 3-course fine dining meal with wine at Augustus. Indian cooking experience for 2 at Minton Mustard, afternoon tea for 2 at Mount Somerset, cricket shirt signed by the whole cricket team.
And a family ticket for the Christmas show.
Absolutely, Christmas, our Christmas carol show.
Right, so we want people to come on down, celebrate the Brewhouse's 40th anniversary.
Spend £1 and see what you can win.
So how long are you going to be down here? How long are you going to be down here today?
I'm here until about 2:15.
Right. O'clock. And then you get
people
taking
over. And then somebody else will come over because I should be too hot by then.
Actually, it's getting that way.
Jen,
absolute pleasure. Thank you ever so much for talking to us.
Lovely to see you, Terry.
It is getting warm, dear boy.
It is. And there's an event here in Somerset Square. An event of its own. There's ice cream, the brew house are here. There's
more food.
Painting and colouring in.
More food.
More food. And the finish for the duck race.
Okay, we got a couple of things to say. If you're coming on down, please use the park and rides.
Yes.
The one outside on the A358 coming in from Yeovil and also Silt Mills, because it is very, very busy here and you would be much better if you use the park and ride. It takes you right into the centre of town. Also, the temperatures are climbing and climbing. It's going to be a scorcher, so make sure you've got your sun cream and also you've got plenty of water to be hydrated. We don't want anybody falling down. Right, now we've got some lovely music going on in the background outside the brew house. We're being stickered now for the brew house. What's the other one called? No, I'm not going to do that joke.
It's the 40th. I've got 40.
No, it's especially for me, it would be what's the other one called? Never mind, I'll tell you off air. Right, now do stay with us and we are going to have another little wander around and then we'll take off to the rest of the town, see what's happening. Summerfest 2017, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's Terry and Jason for the World Tour of Taunton, a course supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our beautiful, very sunny today, county town.
Isn't it ever sunny? Temperatures climbing up to 27 or 28. We are covering Summerfest 2017 and you do really need to hydrate yourself, make sure you got some spray because it is warm. Now the highlight, and I know it's your highlight.
It is the highlight.
Because you've been on about it all day. But
the best bit.
But I agree with it today. We're here with Vanessa. Hi Vanessa, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
Right, now this is the Great Somerset Duck Race.
Yes, it's our biennial race that we have on the River Thames for Cancer Research UK.
And starting at?
2 o'clock, the ducks go launching from the bridge at Goodlands Gardens.
Now, I've had a quick look at the river. I think it might be slightly slower than perhaps normal. There's a flow in the middle, so as long as they get him into the middle bit, it should be reasonably
good. It just adds to the tension and excitement.
Oh, I tell you what, we did one. There was the one, the infamous upstream one, but there was another one which was similar to this. And it did. People were really just watching as one took over another one, took over another one. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Right, now...
A bit like the Grand National for Ducks.
It's all for cancer research.
Yes, this section is. So far, we've raised £1,500, which we're delighted for. And we've got some nice prizes as well. First prize for the duck going over is £200.
Oh, good.
Second prize is an indulgence hamper, which has got Butlin's tickets in and Berry's coaches tickets. So thanks to those guys for sponsoring those. And the third prize is a Kindle, which I spent hours collecting Kenko points for.
Oh, really? I love Kindles. Everybody says, I like to read a book, but I like Kindles. Now, this is not the only... We're in Somerset Square, just by the brew house, but you can pick up these elsewhere in the town as well.
You certainly can. We've got another sale selling ducks in Goodlands Gardens. And I believe there's also a selling point in the cancer research shop in town as well.
And also the bottom of Castle Bow on the main town. We saw that earlier on.
Brilliant.
Today.
And for the kids, we've got a duck trail around Taunton.
Oh, really?
So if they want to enter, we've got 7 shops that have kindly put a duck in their display somewhere that's got a name on it. And that's Bumble's Coffee Lounge, WH Smith, Brendan Books, Crackers, County Stores, Waterstones, and the Cancer Research Shop. So if you want to enter that, come along to either of the stalls. It's £1 to enter, and the person that gets it most ducks gets a prize of a big box of chocolate, and it's got a fidget spinner in the top as well.
Oh, brilliant. Say no more. Vanessa, thanks ever so much. And let's hope lots and lots of money raised.
Thank you, and good duck to everybody who's entered.
We've already done these.
We've already done that.
It's a bit quackers, this one. Right, okay. So, it's really easy. You just sponsor a duck. It's just £1. You can't supply your own duck, okay?
And no duck is hurt. You did that one as well.
No ducks are hurt in the making of this. But no, sponsor a duck. Just £1 for a fantastic cause. And seeing them tipped over into the river, seeing the tone turn yellow is just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to come. I'm going to say hello to this young lad here, because he came up to us just now and he said, please put me on camera, take a photograph. Unfortunately, being radio, we can't. What's your name, young man?
My name's Ellis. I'm 7. My surname is Brooks Oak, and I live with my mum called Vanessa in Taunton.
Brilliant. And you have what can only be described as a bit of an army hairstyle.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to cut that. I would have thought that's just a pair of clippers over the top. Is that right?
Mummy done the electric thing.
Oh, she did it, did she?
She did it with the dog clippers.
Right,
too.
Now you're helping Mummy out here with the cancer research. So have you got a duck? Are you going to have a duck?
Yes.
I tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
I will buy a duck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For the radio station for you. Mm, all right? You need to come back and tell us if you win anything. So I will buy a duck, but it'll be for you. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have a good day. Okay. Stay out of the sun. Right, I'll buy a duck.
You're only jealous because he's got more hair than you.
Well, lots of people do that. That's why I'm wearing the hat.
They're a pound to go, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you come down and say hello to the Vanessa and all the ducks and buy a duck. And do stay tuned. We're on till 4. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason out and about for the World Tour Taunton for Summerfest. Of course, the World Tour Taunton is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. And just in case you're worried, it's not us on fire. Somebody's broken into the beer keller, we think.
Well, something's happening, isn't it? This noise in the background. Right, now we've come across a little interesting stall here. I keep seeing the word Madagascar around, so let's find out what's going on. Hi there, your name is?
I'm Chloe.
And?
Sarah.
Right, now, what's happening here then, girls? What are we up to?
We're raising money for 10 students from Courtfields to go to Madagascar.
Right, and when you go to Madagascar, what are you going to do when you go there?
We're going to visit some of the projects that our school has been fundraising for over the years. So last year's group went to visit the primary school that we raised money to build in one of the villages.
And are you going over yourselves?
Yeah.
So when is this all going to take place? When are you going?
Next summer.
Right, so you're trying to raise money all the way through between now and, yeah. and next summer. What else are you doing to raise money?
Well, we just have lots of different things on. So we have stalls, some people do things individually.
Right.
And other, like, we'll have group projects, so we'll like do sponsored walks and things to raise as much money as
so
we can.
So presumably you've got to raise all the money for yourselves to be able to go?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many going across?
There are 10 of us all together.
Right. So, and have you been following this all the way through from the start?
Yeah.
So there's projects that you started off already started off over there, and now you're going to go over and see.
Yeah, the school itself has started off.
Hooray! That's much better. Somebody's turned that alarm off in the background. We can hear ourselves here. Right, tell me a little bit about the stall then, because I can see chocolates and bottles wrapped up in paper. So is this a tombola with bottles?
It's a bottle bowler. Almost. It's
right, so some of them are wine bottles,
yep.
and some of them are water bottles.
Yep.
But you don't know which, you have to pick a ticket, and you may get wine, you might get water.
You just pick a bottle.
You pick a bottle?
Yeah.
Right, so you, and how much do we pay to pick a bottle?
Pound.
So it could be a pound, so it could be a very, very cheap bottle of wine.
Yes.
Or actually, not that dear, a bottle of water, to be honest. So how are you making money on this? I take it people have donated the wine, have they?
We've bought the wine.
So you've got all the wine yourselves?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the chocolate? What's that? That's just buy a bar of chocolate?
It's pay a pound for 5 tickets, and if the ticket ends in a 5 or a 0, you get the...
So it's a chocolate
bar.
Tombola as yeah. well then. Right. So whereabouts in Madagascar are you going?
Well, we land in the capital city and we're there for 16 days, so we'll go around.
Right.
Yeah.
So whilst you're there, you're obviously looking at these... the projects that you're doing,
yeah.
will you get a chance to have a good look around?
Yeah, we will.
Because there's some really good wildlife over there.
Yeah.
Interested to go and see all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me what else you've got planned to do fundraising from now on then?
We've got a craft fair coming up at school. We do cake sales in and out of school.
And is there a website or somewhere if people want to help out with you?
Outlook Expeditions.
Outlook Expeditions.
Yeah, that's the company.
So if they Google Outlook Expeditions, they'll find out what you're doing there.
We also have a Facebook page.
Right, and is that Outlook Expeditions?
No, that's Madagascar 10 2018.
Right, and that's all through Courtfield School.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Girls, this is really, really good. And you've been really good because there's 4 adults over there that are staying well away from us, laughing and giggling and going, ha! They think they're going to get caught, but they might very well get caught in it. Right, we'll have a little go on your bit in a minute, but well done, girls. And when you go over there, I hope you have a really, really good
time. Thank
you. What I would like you to do, okay, is to let us know at Tone FM Radio. I know it's a little bit further in the future, but let us know how you got on. And what we'll do is we'll have you back onto the radio when you come back next year, and we'll have a long chat about it, and you can tell us
okay,
all about it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank
well
you.
Done,
thank
girls.
You, thank you.
That's a lovely couple of young ladies from Courtfield School who are going to do raising money to go to Madagascar for some projects and stuff in there. That's great.
Indeed. Now, I'm just looking. We have a violinist on a tightrope in the middle of the high street. I've never seen anything so funny in all my life. He's doing very well. If he fell off, I'd hate to see the insurance claim on that one.
I just have one question.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. He's in the baking hot sun.
Just standing
on one leg.
He's not even walking along the tightrope. Oh, we are walking along the tightrope now.
I think he heard you.
I think he did, didn't he? I think he did.
There's...
Right, we're standing in the shade, which is why we're prattling on a little bit here, because it is really, really hot. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Jason, and we've lost Craig. Actually, we don't even know whether he's had the death of a thousand cuts yet, do we?
No. There's so much going on. He might have been, last time we saw him, he was learning to be a knight.
He was,
And being, driven down by a sword and all sorts of things.
It was that lady we saw dressed as a knight, wasn't it, with all the knight's regalia on in this sort of weather. Okay, now we need to start wandering about. We're going to pop into Goodland Gardens in a minute. Not Goodland Gardens. We're going to pop into the Orchard Shopping Centre.
We are.
And see what's going on in there. And do stay with us. We're on air until 4 o'clock. And we are at Summerfest 2017. And if you come down here, make sure you've got plenty of sun cream and plenty of water, because it's really, really hot. Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, it's a world tour, Taunton on Summerfest, of course, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town, and also if you're looking for something to do on Summerfest, they will be able to help you out and point you in the right direction.
And the direction we've come is back into the Orchard Centre.
Indeed.
I say back into the Orchard Centre because we were here early doors this morning as things were setting up.
Seems like weeks ago.
It does, doesn't it? And we came across... I think it's Courtney Farm Petting, yes. Or it's Petting Farm. Courtney's Petting Farm. And what you've got is animals inside little sort of
pens,
I suppose. Yeah, and you can take your littlies, and your littlies can go in and just have a smooth and have a sort of a pet of the animals are here. And we've got there's a pony, there's a donkey, there's a goat, there's a chicken, and there's my favourite, the two micro pigs.
Indeed.
Now, we need to find Olivia, because when we came earlier on, we spoke to Olivia and her mum, and they were a part of it. And Olivia sort of basically gave us one-word answers.
It was, is this a petting farm? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it all right?
Let me just say one thing. Just checking on the roads, it's a bit busy in and around Taunton. Motorways flowing fine, not that you want to go anywhere. So please, please, please use the park and rides if you're coming into Summerfest. Because if you're trying to travel in by car, you're going to get caught up all around the town centre. It's pretty red and orange at the moment.
It certainly is.
So use the park and ride, and the bus lanes will take you to your destination, the centre of Taunton, really quickly. So make sure you use the park and ride today.
Indeed. Now, a bit of health and safety for you as well. It is absolutely boiling hot here. It really is. Temperatures up to around 27, 28 degrees. So you need to make sure you're well hydrated, drink lots of water, and also sun cream. And if you're like me, losing a bit on top, losing a bit of the bonnet, without a syrup, get a tipfer, and we put the tipfer on top and make sure you don't get burnt. Right, I think that's Olivia there.
Girl.
Is that Olivia there?
Poor girl. Yeah, you're going to go and annoy her.
I'm going to annoy her because she's having a nice rest on the chair. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up the other chair, and I'm going to go right next to us. Now, if you'd been listening to the breakfast show earlier on, you would have heard us talk to Olivia, and. How are you doing now? Am I going to get more than one word answers out of you?
All right.
So tell me, so far, how's it going?
It is very tiring.
Very, very tiring?
Yeah.
So what do you actually do then? Do you sort of go into the pens with them and show them what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, and like how to groom an animal.
Help to groom?
Yeah.
Really? So you're flagging a little bit in this heat. And
yeah.
I see you drinking. You know what? Water you need to be. You need to be drinking water. You do. So, but are you in a strange sort of way? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Mum, how's it going?
Very busy.
Well, that's what we want, isn't
it? Yes, very busy.
Lots of people. Now, you were telling us earlier on, which I think is brilliant, you do one pen at a time.
Yes.
So you'll pick a pen, open it up, and then people could go in and have a... But, I mean, things like people like the pony, the donkey, they can be reached from outside, so that's no real problem at all.
No.
Has anybody wanted to go in with the chicken?
Yes, more people were a bit nervous of the chickens than any other animal.
I'm not surprised, really.
The flappiness.
I'm being very rude here. I'm sat down, and the microphone's at level, so not too bad. So, try to sit. And what about my friends, the micro pigs?
The pigs have got more friendlier as the morning's gone on. So now people putting their hands in, they roll over.
Really?
Yeah, and like a tickle where before it's only their sort of first, second time out, so they're a bit nervous. But they're.
You were just saying, Liv, they're very popular?
Yeah.
So are they the popular ones out of all of the ones that you've been doing?
I would say so.
That's good. I love the pigs. They really are. Oh, it says they're a little nervous.
Yeah.
Well, they've got an internal cage as well as an external one.
Yeah, just feel a bit safe.
I must be honest, I just wondered whether anybody would go in and say hello to the chicken, to be honest.
Yeah, quite.
You can't really pet a chicken.
No, you can't pet them, but obviously you can hold them.
Can you? You can hold the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you tuck its wings into you.
Really?
So
and you can hold it up.
Yeah.
And presumably the chicken doesn't mind that particularly.
Usually falls asleep.
Oh, really?
Arms. Yeah,
oh,
she's
that'd
quite,
be great. That'd be so cool, picking a chicken up and it falls asleep in your arms.
Yeah.
So we're happy that micro pigs are the popular. What about I suppose the pony's always going to be popular. Maybe with the older girls?
They're all quite popular, to be honest. But it's, I think, people with a thing with pigs, isn't it? And
oh, I do.
It's, you know, and some people have never touched a pig. A lot of the animals, yeah, a lot of children, even adults, said they've never touched them. So it's.
So you're getting adults doing it as well as the children? Because you see, obviously, adults can reach from outside.
An adult in earlier, I let them.
If you're an adult, it, well, inside, in the goat,
actually,
the
into the goat's cage.
Yeah.
And was it a he or a she? Was it a she?
No, it was a she.
Did the grooming
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good to see the adults are coming in and doing it as well.
Yeah.
And you've got them well shielded from this horrendous heat.
Yeah, they say. Yeah. Lots of water, lots
right, guys,
of
well, well done. Sorry to come back. And just, it's nice, Olivia, to hear more than just single words, which is what we got last time. So that was good. Right, guys, we'll leave you to it. Thanks ever so much. And that's the very talkative Olivia this time. Not so bad as she was last time with single words. Looking at me daggers, totally and utterly. If she, looks could kill, I'd be falling down now.
Can I just say, if you were sat on a chair having a nice cold drink, chilling out, and somebody came and annoyed you, you'd probably,
I probably
look
would.
The same.
I wasn't trying to annoy her.
I think you were. You can come down and see the petting farm here in the Orchard Shopping Centre, part of Summerfest. There's so much to see and do. And it's lovely and cool in the Orchard Shopping Centre.
It certainly is.
There's a breeze blowing through, and I think we might have to stay here a little while.
Well, I think we're going to have to. Instead of finding out what's going on, we need to find out the shade. I think that's what we need to do. And maybe drink Coke like Olivia's doing and looking at me again. Daggers.
Now, not long to go before the great,
oh,
great,
the great,
Somerset,
great Somerset
duck race. All happening at 2 o'clock. Not real ducks, just to be clear. They're all plastic. No ducks will be harmed in this race, okay? They are plastic ducks.
And should we do the joke again? We can all go quackers
over this one, because it's going to be great fun.
Right, well, we better make our way down there, because it's not long to go now. Summerfest 2017, and it's the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Jason. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour. Taunton out and about for Summerfest today, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town.
Now, we're at Summerfest 17 and it's beautiful today. Arguably one of the biggest festivals in Taunton, but the other really big festival we have in Taunton...
We have more than one.
Is the Taunton Flower Show. We're with Vicky from Taunton Flower Show.
Hi,
good
there.
Afternoon.
Hello there, good afternoon. All right?
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Nice and warm.
Right, now, not long to go now.
No.
Preparations in full swing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're all organised, things going ahead. We're selling tickets today and promoting the show. Our programmes are going to print, so we're almost ready to detail what we've got set up for the show. It's really exciting.
And you've got some special offers, especially for Summerfest today. So you've got some reduced ticket prices for Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got £2 off today. So Friday is £12 and Saturday is £10. £2 off today only. Also selling our tote bags for £2 each, so to use all year round.
And just to let you know, we are located in Castleboat, so come along and say hello to Vicky and the guys and girls here. Now, obviously, you'll be praying for weather like this, I suspect, because last year, as I remember, it was really, really brilliant.
Yeah,
so hopefully
yeah.
we'll get weather like this.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I mean, this is gorgeous weather. And, yeah, the Saturday last year was just like this, not a cloud in the sky. It was beautiful. So, yeah, we're hoping for the same.
So when the Flower Show sets up, presumably after you finish this year, you're almost thinking of starting on the planning season for the next one.
Yeah, I mean, we're already booking things in place for 2018. So it's, you know, more than a 12-month planning process.
Yeah.
So we get stuck in straight after the show.
Brilliant. Now, we're hopefully going to be doing some things with you this year. We're going to keep it under wraps for a little while before we tell people what's going on. But hopefully we're going to be doing that and we'll be part and parcel of it.
Absolutely.
Now, how are you doing with signing people up then? Are you getting more and more members?
We've had loads of members sign up today because it really is a good benefit. If you're going to come for both days, you get, you know, 2 days access to the show, our members access, free parking, free programme, and it's a really good deal. So we've got lots of members sign up today, loads of people taking part in our competitions to win tickets as well, so we've got it all going on.
I like the design, children's designer badge, that'll be really
good. Yeah, we have those, the winner's badge gets made and then gets distributed to all the children who enter. into the show, so we have a different badge now every year, so hopefully it's something that children can collect along the years.
Brilliant. Vicky, brilliant. Now, as I say, hopefully it'll go well, because we're going to be there.
Yes,
are we
indeed.
Not? We were last year, we're going to be there again. And maybe a slightly different capacity, which will keep people on tenterhooks for.
We will, and we need to run. Duck race.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah, we've got to get to Goodland Gardens, because very, very shortly the Somerset Duck Race is taking place. So running is not my forte, so I'll walk fast.
Walk fast.
Walk fast. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is the World Tour of Taunton out and about for Summerfest, of course, supported by the Taunton Visitor Centre, who are award-winning. Just search for them on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram by searching Visit Taunton. Now, Terry caught up with a great Somerset duck race earlier that happened at 2 o'clock. Here's what happened.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is Terry. I've got away from Jason now. I'm on the overbridge in Goodland Gardens, about to see the start of the duck race. And the county president is talking at the moment. And here we go. Hopefully, when he hits the button. And we're away. Right. Now we got loads and loads of duck all being chucked in.
Chuck them in, Ellie. Chuckles in.
We have to have a quick look and we have to see what's happening with... And they are moving. They are moving. Okay, the ducks are in. Okay, so what we'll do, I'll try and find out where Jason is and I'll catch up with him and we'll stay with them and hopefully get to the finish a bit later on.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is the World Tour Taunton on Summerfest Day, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Now, earlier on, with Craig was it with us, we were looking through what was happening and we saw this record attempt of 1,000 cuts.
This is the one that we thought we might need to bring plasters
for. And we thought ambulances might be here. Not the case at all. And we are with Kieran from the, is it the Longswords?
Taunton Longsword Association.
Right, okay. Tell us a little bit about Taunton Longswords, Kieran. Let's set the scene.
Taunton Longsword Association is your local friendly medieval martial arts sword club. We've been going just over 12 years. We practice twice a week on a Monday and a Wednesday at the Albemarle Centre. We specialise in taking medieval manuscripts and interpreting the martial arts contained within them and then practicing with them in a modern scenario.
My son-in-law's in the army, so he's away during the week, but he's a sword fanatic. He's got a claymore, he's got a big long sword, he's got lots. He'd be absolutely fantastic. Now, your aim ultimately is to have a Somerset Medieval Centre in Taunton. So how's that progressing at the moment?
It's progressing very well. It's still at the project and on paper time scale of it, but we are raising money, we're spreading awareness, we are engaging with our target markets of community, education and historical communities to see what is actually going to work and what we need to be able to deliver. So although it's only on paper at the moment, there is real world, real life support and inertia behind getting this project off the ground.
Brilliant. Now, one of the things you're doing today is this 1,000 cuts. Now, this is a 1,000 cuts challenge.
That's correct.
Now, if you achieve it, it's a UK record.
It is a UK record. It is the first time that this has been attempted in the United Kingdom with medieval weapons.
Right.
The story behind a 1,000 cuts challenge is all down to martial art muscle memory. And muscle memory is simply being able to do something fast, perfectly, and without thinking about it. So Eastern martial arts said you have to do a move 1,000 times to be proficient at it.
Right.
Looking at the logistics for a challenge like this, 1,000 targets, one swordsman, it's a heck of a thing. It's a heck of a physical endeavour, and we're so far halfway through. We're over halfway, and we're dealing with blisters. Our swordsman, our master at arms, if you will, Neil Eddyford, is having to deal with muscle strain, but the end is in sight. It's a great day, great atmosphere.
And really, when you talk about precision, I mean, what he's actually doing is, to be honest, I looked at it and I thought, okay, but he's actually cutting through plastic bottles. But the way he's cutting through them, there is no, the bottom of the bottle staying exactly where it is. So it's not mess balling around. It's a precision cut with a precision weapon.
Real real swords, real cutting, and you've looked at it absolutely spot on. Is these targets, they're lightweight, they are not attached in any way to the bottom of the target, the table. So if he gets the blade geometry slightly wrong, he will just baseball bat that target straight out of the park.
And that doesn't count then.
That doesn't count.
So he has to do the thing. And in this sort of weather, and if I may be so bold, very much like me, he's not the smallest of chappies.
In this sort of weather, this is quite difficult. Yeah.
So what are you hoping to raise here, Kieran? What sort of...
We've got plenty of buckets around. We're engaging with people to sponsor labels on the bottles at just £2 a time. Right. We're hoping to hit a target of £5,000.
Right.
So we're a little bit way off that, but we don't know what's in the buckets. They're getting heavier by the hour.
Say no more.
So we're hoping that we can put some of this money to a good... not-for-profit community use.
That would be fantastic. Kieran, an absolute pleasure to talk to you again, because I know we've spoken to each other beforehand. And do keep us posted as to what's going on, especially how the centre is coming, because we'd like to be interested in that. Thanks, Kieran.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
What's reckoning?
I reckon I could do one.
I think, again, whether or not I could hit it, obviously, but as Kieran was saying, if you don't chop it, don't take the top off, and I know they're sharp, but you've still got to hit it properly, because if you don't, it's just going to fall off. I mean, you know what plastic bottles do anyway.
So these are four pint milk bottles that
are
obviously empty.
Plastic ones, yeah.
That somebody has painstakingly filled up and numbered and been put onto a post, and they're just being sliced apart.
Indeed.
And the spilling out, it's amazing.
Indeed, and it's one of the big double bladed long swords, and he's chopping them there. I think it's brilliant. It really is. Come along and say hello to Kieran and Nigel and the guys, and put a couple of quid into their target, because this is really good stuff. And no plasters, no people are being hurt,
no milk bottles.
Well, milk bottles are being hurt.
Milk bottles are being harmed in this one. But
absolutely.
We're still waiting for the ducks to come across the finishing line as well.
I think we're going to be waiting for
a while.
I really am. And usual story we've been telling you all day. It's really, really hot. Make sure you hydrate yourself. Make sure you've got plenty of sunscreen. But come on down to Summerfest 2017. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Terry for the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. You can search them on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter by searching Visit Taunton.
Yeah.
And we're running because we have a breaking news story.
We've got a breaking news story. The breaking news story is that the Great Somerset Duck Race, which should be going all the way through to the Morrison's Bridge, is going to be slightly curtailed. Mainly because the ducks ain't moving. So what
they're
we're
not playing ball.
What we're being told now is that the finish line is going to be underneath the town bridge. Now, I'm not quite sure what the kayakers are doing at the moment. I think they're going to regroup and maybe then get behind and give them a push through. But we're told that the Great Somerset Duck Race is going to finish when one duck emerges from this side, we think, of the town bridge. Although it could be that it already has, so because there's an awful lot of
duck collecting
going on. In fact, are they collecting them? Right, the breaking news then is changing, and that is that the duck race is over. They are now collecting up ducks.
But I'm so glad we entered radio to do serious journalism.
This is the only reason I came into this job, was to do serious journalistic stuff.
Keeping the people of Taunton updated.
With the duck race. Absolutely. Which is no longer... Well, it never was a duck race. It was more a duck slurp, really, something or other. But anyway, just to let you know that the Great Somerset Duck Race has concluded, because they've stopped it. They've stopped it.
People are updating us now.
Yeah, it's been stopped at the town bridge. It's all over. But anyway, the whole point of the Great Somerset Duck Race was to raise much, much cash for cancer research, and that's exactly what it's done.
They've done it very well.
They have. Right, we're going to wander back to Goodland Gardens, see what's going on there, and we're just under an hour before we finish. We're finishing at 4 o'clock, but Summerfest 2017 will go on until 6 o'clock, so you need to come on down. And we're now having a good look at loads and loads of ducks. I reckon Mine is probably still back at the other bridge. Do you know what?
Did yours ever get in the water?
What about the blue ones then?
I know, there's a couple blue ones, and there's also a giant white duck I saw. There's the white ones, look.
That's a real one. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, it's, the real ones haven't been in there at all, have they, really? You'd think the real one would come along and say...
They probably saw those yellow ones coming down and thought, what breed are they? And just went away.
Actually, if you just... There is no flow at all now. Anyway, that's all over. So, brilliant, brilliant stuff. Congratulations to whoever won it, because we're not going to know for a while.
No.
Cancer Research will give that out, but that's really not important. What's important is the amount of money raised for cancer research.
Yes, right. Thank you, everyone that sponsored a duck. Just £1, great cause. And if you didn't win, then enter next year. But biannually, this event. They do it every two years.
And if you look at the number of ducks in there, fair amount of money raised. Brilliant.
Yes.
Right, we better pop on. We'll go on into Goodland Gardens and see what's going on there. Summerfest 2017 with Jason and Terry, World Tour of Taunton on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry and Jason out and about for the World Tour of Taunton, of course, supporting Summerfest here in the town. Now, our show, the World Tour of Taunton, is supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Hop online to visitsomerset.com/Taunton for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Right, now that's it. Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a long day, my friend, from 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, the heat hasn't helped, but we've had lots of fun. A hearty breakfast this morning.
Oh, that helped.
That started us off. And we've done some great activities. Do you know, the duck race is still the highlight.
I agree.
Though it was officially called short.
It was.
The course wasn't up to standards. The river was flowing in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they actually should go from the little footbridge from Goodland Gardens over to the other side of the river, all the way under the town bridge, and then to the footbridge by Morrison's. But it was called to a halt by the town bridge because they weren't going anywhere. In fact, the wind got up and they started going backwards. But brilliant, brilliant. Raised lots of money for cancer research, and that's what it's all about.
It is indeed. Plenty of things to see and do still. Goodlands Garden still in action. Castle Green, where we are sat at the moment. The Orchard Shopping Centre. 4th Street just outside of the Taunton Visitor Centre. And, of course, the Tone FM Studios. The Brew House and Somerset Square. The Museum of Somerset. High Street and North Street. Still going on until around 6 o'clock tonight with activities for the whole family. So if you haven't made your way in, traffic's probably getting a little bit quieter now. Why don't you pop in for the last couple hours, because it's still going until 6 p.m. this evening.
It is, and the weather is absolutely fantastic. Make sure you're hydrated and you've got your sun cream. Temperatures of about 27 degrees. Right, that's it for us. What are you up to tomorrow and the rest of the weekend then, Jace?
I'm going doing motorsport tomorrow. A very hot place. I'm going to Smeaforth, so I've got to pack the sun cream again and back to work on Monday.
Well, I'm off to the Somerset County Cricket Ground, the Stragglers Bar, setting up my band and a little bit of music for our very own Mandy, who comes in. Mandy Curtin.
Oh, yes.
It's her birthday on the 27th.
Oh, happy birthday to Mandy.
We won't say how old she is, apart from putting 5 and 0 together.
No.
Oh, no. I know she doesn't look it. Also, their wedding anniversary as well. So we're doing that later on into the wee small hours. And then tomorrow, I'm going to sit in front of the telly watching the Champions League Cup final.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it'll be a bit hot outside, won't it?
Yeah, you've got your radio. You haven't plugged your own show.
Yes. Oh, of course.
You haven't plugged your show.
Part of the day tomorrow will be between 12. I'll do the cricket between 10:30 and sort of 11:45. 12 till 2. Back into the hot studio for I Love the 60s. So do join me then. And I'll be back bright and early with Darren on the breakfast show on Monday morning at 7 o'clock.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.